Says if Yeshua holds bichlal this dough, once you are mafrish and took a piece off a challah and it has a shem challah, there's no issa bal yiroa bal yimotza on this dough. Hey, the Torah only says it on lechor, something that belongs to you. But here, since it's challah, doesn't belong to you anymore, there's no issa bal yiroa bal yimotza. So therefore, make the dough and be mafrish challah, call it a shem challah, and just let it stay there. Well, the whole question is that you can't let it become chometz. You can have chometz in your rishus. If Yeshua holds no, this is not chometz that you're muzer not to have in your rishus. Ella, he says, the Mishnah, mafrishosa. I'd rather do it the way you're supposed to do it. As soon as you make the dough, right away after the gilgul, after mixing up the water and the flour, take off some challah. Or menichto, and leave it on the side ad erev until at night time after yomtiv. And then you burn it. And if in between it becomes chometz from now until tonight, he holds, so what? He holds, this is not chometz that you're muzer olov. Like Rashi says, loy zeho chometz shemuzorin olov. This is not considered yours. Once you called it challah, it's not considered the original bialim. It's not the Yisrael's anymore. The pasuk says shelucho iyataroya. The Yisrael is you can't see your own chometz. Shelucho iyataroya. And this chometz now doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to the kain either yet. The akati lemot liyat kain, because you weren't mezaket to the kain yet. It's just the fact that you said harezu chala doesn't make it that the kain owns it. Like mehech tasty, which kain am I going to give it to? And avad is a svar, the kain doesn't want to be zeicher, does not want to be zeicher on or own this piece of chala, because it's eshtin to chala tamei on Pesach. You can't eat it, and it'll be over by your by your motzei. So avad, the kain doesn't want to be kainer it. So before you give it to any kain, the kain am not kainer it. And come on to this. I mean, it's poshid. When you just said a reizu chala, that's not a kinyan, that's not your born zeichert yet to a kain. So no kain owns it yet. Therefore, the kahanim are not over by your by motzah, doesn't belong to them yet. The Yisrael, the original owner, is not over by your by motzah, because it doesn't belong to him either. Once he said a reizu chala, it's like a special halacha now that doesn't belong to him anymore. He's not allowed to eat it, he has to give it to a kain. So if Yeshua holds, this is not chometz that the Torah gave an issa by your by motzah. Therefore, if Yeshua says it's a poshut eitzah, may you have this dough? Very good. Take off a piece for challah, and just let it stay there till at night time, even though it becomes chometz, and at night time we'll burn it. There's no problems. So in the Gemara we'll see what the machloek is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is. Like we said before, Ben Beseir is really not arguing on anybody. That's an eitzah if you want to. If you don't want it to become chometz, just put it into cold water, it won't become chometz. But really the machloekis here is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. That Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is chometz that you are muzur. You're not allowed to have this chometz, this chal in your rishus. And you'll be over by your obay imotzei. Therefore he has to have an eitzah. Don't make it chal right now. Don't be mafresh the dough, because then you'll have to let it stay at night time and it will become chometz, and you would be over by your obay imotzei. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, this is not the chometz that you're muzur. So Mitzvah will see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. So the Gemara, Leima, let's say, that what is this Machlokes Tolian? Leima b'toyves hanor kemiflagi. The Machlokes from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is the Machlokes toyves hanor. So Rashi says, what's called toyves hanor? Some enjoyment, this little bit of enjoyment that you get, that the Yisrael, the owner, gets from his challah. So Rashi dovem mu'it. It's worth a little bit. The time you learned in the Gemara in Bechairis, one Yisroel could tell his friend, "Heilach sela, I'll give you a dollar to attain kol trumos chol ben biti koin, and give all your truma to my daughter, to my daughter's son. That's a koin. Behind the tevas and all, that's considered a little bit of money that the Yisroel would get from another Yisroel that would give you money. I'm not to give it to his friend, the koin, all your truma." This is called a little bit bailus, a little bit ownership that the original owner, the original Yisrael, has in his challah. Even though the challah itself he has to give to a kohen, and he's not allowed to eat it. But since he has the right to receive some money, that somebody would give him some money for this challah to give it to his friend, the kohen, so since the Yisrael is allowed to take the money, that's considered like he has a bailus, he owns a little bit of this challah. That's where Rabbi Eliezer's svara. So Teves Hanor makes it that the Yisrael still owns the challah, and therefore this is chometz that you would be over by your or by your motzei. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can't call it challah, calls them on you didn't bake it. So Rashi says, little davar mu'at mi'ayvay shokayin b'shvil shi'itnu loy. Is Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer holds Teves Hanor a moment. that this is a svara since the Yisrael, the Bailam could get money for it. It's considered like there's money here, like he has a Bailis. Yeah, again, so Rashi explains that the machlekes is if Tavis and not considered momentan or not. So Reb Lezer's svaras, Rashi says, so far Tavis and no moment. Reb Lezer holds that this Hano, this value that the Yisrael, the original owner, receives for his chalom, gives him like a bailus, like an ownership still in it. And this chala belongs to him. And therefore he's over by Rabbi Motzei. If it becomes chametz by him. Hilkach, therefore, afilu ofo laboration. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer says in the Mishnah, what's the yetzer? First go and bake it. And before it becomes chametz. And after it becomes chametz, then you first call it a shem chala. For Rabbi Yeshua Sava, no, Tevis had no ain't a moment. Tevis is not considered money. For Lavdi Dehu, it's not considered his. For ain't a muzer law, he's not muzer on this. O Mishum Pikodin Nami Leka. I let the Ibnissim Mishum Pikodin, you're holding of somebody else. Rashi Dakat Lamot Liyoda the Kain. It's never considered like the Yisrael is holding the Chala for Pikodin for the Kain. Because the Kain never received it yet. A Pikodin is the Pshat, I give my Chapis to somebody else that he should watch it for me. But here the Kohen was never Zeicher in the Chala, it's not considered the Yisrael is holding it for the Kohen. Since it's the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says again, Leimah b'tevas ha'nokim iflugi. To Rabbi Eliezer, sovar tevas ha'nomomen. The fact that the Yisrael could get money, somebody has a right to pay him, to give his Chala to another Kohen. So it's called he has ownership here. To Rabbi Yeshua, sovar tevas ha'nomomen. No. Even though Avada, somebody could give you money, that you should give your chala to his friend, like his son-in-law, the Kayin, but still that doesn't make you an obailus in the chala, that doesn't give you an ownership in it. Chala is still chala, it's something that you have a chiyah to give to a Kayin, it's something you're, the Yisrael, the original owner, is not allowed to eat it, so it's not considered like you have any obailus here, it's not considered kiddi day. Even though you could receive money, that's the smachlekes, so the fact you could receive some money for it, does that make you an owner in it or not? Does that still give you a bailus here or not? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, it's not considered any bailus here. Therefore, he says very good in the Mishnah, you have nothing to worry about. Go be matel, go take off the challah here, and there'll be no problems. Amar says, Tekula yal matel, everybody holds, savri, toives, and oreni mamin. Maybe really both of them hold that Tevis is not considered mammon. Hey, even Rabbi Eliezer is moida, that the fact you could get for money, for some money for it does not make it like yours. Hatayiva hochos, what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? Vihocho b'hoyel kamiflegi. Here it's the machlokes in hoyel. Rashi says, loy, the kula yalma Tevis and noz ain't a mammon. Over hoyel kamiflegi. So machlokes here, hoyel means if something would happen. Hoyel is a new swarm, we'll soon see if something would happen. The what? The Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer holds, Amrin and Hoyel. We do say, we do have to be afraid, maybe something will happen. And we'll soon see what could happen to make it like it does belong to you still. What could happen that will still make it belong to you? V'boy Issa Shilolo. If you want, you could be sure, like have Charotah, you made it Chala, and go to a Chochem, who'll be Mata the Nether. Like that, when you make something Hegdish, you make something Chala, that's like a Nether Dikaloch, it's like a Nether, you're saying Arezu Chala. So just like when you make a neder, you can go to a choch and will be matter the neder, take off the neder. Who are then? You can take off chala from this dough. So if Yisrael wants to, he could take off the shame chala from this dough. The mele m'moin heavy. Therefore, it's still considered your money right now. That's Rabbi Eliezer Svara. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, lo yamrin and hoyel. No, we don't say this Svara if something could happen. As even though Avad, it's possible that you could make it, that you could be mavato the shame chala, you could take off the shame chala, but so what? Kol zaman the Yisrael did not take off the shame chala, it's still called chala. Chala is not called yours, it doesn't belong to you. It's something that you have to give to a kain. Therefore, this is not chometz that the Torah was muzer alav, but by yiro by yimotze. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer savar overlay mishum hoyel viboi mister shalolo for hodrole tivlo. If you want, you could be show, go to a chokham and take off the shame chala. And then it'll come back to be tevil. Udi dehi, and it belongs to you. The alkol neder vehegdish o truma is hegdish b'yamiras peh. Anything that you made hegdish b'yamiras peh, by your speaking out, it has a locha like a neder, nidre hegdish, and the locha is yochol lishur lechokham. You're allowed to go to a chokham and be sure and tell him you have charota why you made it. He'll take away your dibur, the words that you originally said. and he'll make it that there's no more challah here. Hilkach, therefore, memoinahu. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer holds, it's still considered like yours. Therefore, you are not allowed to make it into chametz and hold it in your house, because you'll be over by your motzei. The overlay it. Homelecha safir nami biyomtiv, kiloi koro lo shem, v'yafagav diko chodet leichazir. Ice, what Rebbe Lezer says in the Mishnah, don't call it challah, but rather first bake them all. Now the question is, if you're baking them all first before you call challah, either is one lechur that's not roy to eat. The chur, one of them is eventually going to be challah, that you're not allowed to eat it. So how are you allowed to bake it on Yom Tov? So Drashi, Mishtariya dechol chodeh vechod ikla meima hai lav chalahi. Still a heter. Because we look as if for Shashi you're baking, even though you're baking after 10 matzahs, each one we look at to say that this will not be the challah. So you have a right to bake it? There you bake the next one the same thing. I eventually, one of them is challah, so what? Since the whole chod of the chod, everyone separately, equal and meimer, hi, ho, lav chal, each one we can say is not going to be chalahi. Vinami korol Hashem motzei lemeifa lo, hoil viboy mishalo. Rashi then says another svar here. Even if you want to say the one you're baking now will be chalon, but still there's a hoil that maybe you could take off the shame chalah from it. You can make it back to tevel. It's better to do like this. Bake them all first. Therefore, even if you'd make it challah first and then bake it, so what's the question? The question is, how could you bake it on Yom Tov now? Chal yinalarit on Yom Tov. So Rashi is asking the shaila, but the chur Rebbe Lezer was saying now holds us far from hoyel. If something would happen, now what could happen here? Maybe you'd be shaila nidroi, you would take off the shame chala, and it won't be chala anymore, and then you'd be allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. So that alone should be a heter. So Rashi says we don't want to come onto this heter if we don't have to. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer says the best answer is do not call it chala yet, but rather first bake it. And when you're baking it right now, it's much better, because each one you can say is not going to be challah. First, later, after you baked it, then you take off one for challah. So I'll tell you, this is the machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Now, Reb Lezer is a holds the svara hoyul if something can happen. So if you would call it challah, we're afraid maybe you would take off the shame challah, and therefore it's still considered yours, and therefore there would be an issa by your own, by your motzei on this. And Reb Lezer holds no. He's not afraid from Rabbi Yeshua holds no. He's not afraid of this svara of hoyel. Right now, you called it challah. It's not considered yours. Since it's not considered yours, you don't have to worry about chametz. You go ahead and just be mafresh it when it's still in the dough form, and just let it stay till nighttime, even though it's chametz. And at nighttime, you burn it. Yes. Now the Gemara is going to bring down another machlokes about this svara of hoyel. Famous Gemara, Itma. The Gemara says we learned. If somebody bakes, let's say, a cake or a challah on Yom Tov, but his purpose is to eat it tomorrow on Chol, let's say it's the last day of Pesach on Yom Tov, you want to bake today, to eat it tomorrow first. That's your kavana. So, you're not supposed to bake on Yom Tov for tomorrow for Chol. You only have a right to bake on Yom Tov something you need today, you want to eat today. So, what's the luck if you did it? Rav Chizda Roma Aloika. Rav Chizda hold you over Nisa the Raisa. The Torah says you're not allowed to do malachas on Yom Tov. You only have a heter of oichol nefesh to do things you need to eat today on Yom Tov, but there's no heter for tomorrow. So therefore you get malchus. Rabbi Roma ain't a loika. Rabbi says, no, you do not get malchus. What's the svara? Rav Chizda Roma loika. Rav Chizda says, yes, you do get malchus. He holds why? Lo yamrin and hoyel. Rav Chizda does not hold for this svara hoyel if something would happen. What can happen here to say why it's mutter? Like what? Not really. This is Rabbi's svara. What should be the svara? You should not get malchus. And the Chizda does not hold for this svara. Because the old lawyer mean would not say the svara of hoyel if. Maybe you would get guests to come visit you on this afternoon on Yom Tov. And chazilei. And then this cake that you baked, even though you had in mind to use it first tomorrow after Yom Tov, but it's very possible maybe you'll need it today for Yom Tov. Like you baked in the morning with a kavon intentions of first eating it tomorrow, but then in the afternoon, on Yom Tov, you got guests, came to your house, and you want to serve them? Ah, geschmack, now you have the cake here, you take out the cake and serve it to them. So if you do that, lechura, it wouldn't be an issa, because now it came out, lemaisa, what did you bake for? You baked for Yom Tov itself. So Rav Chizkiya does not hold from this svar. He says, no, I don't say hoyel if something happened. It depends what you're doing right now. Right now, when you're baking in the morning, you don't have intentions of eating it today, but you have intentions of first eating it tomorrow. It's called you did on av malacha. You baked on Yom Tif when you're not supposed to, and therefore you get malchus. That's Rav Chizkiya's svar. Rabba says, no, ain't a luck. You do not get malchus here. Why not? Armina, because we say hoyel. We say hoyel a svar if. If you would get guests in the afternoon and you would give them this cake, it would be considered like this cake was baked for them for Yom Tov. So Rabbi Svaras, even if the guests do not come and your intentions of baking in the morning were strictly to use tomorrow, and Lamais, you did use it for tomorrow, still, Rabbi, hold, you don't get Malkus, because you open the Svara Hoyel. Since if something would happen, it would be considered like it was cooked for Yom Tov itself, therefore you do not get Malkus. This is a Svara in the Raisa. This is the famous Machlokes Rab and Rav Chizkiya. So that's Gemara. Oma le Rabba le Rav Chizkiya. So Rabba asked Rav Chizkiya Shailo. Levidof, according to you, the Amr that you say, Lo Yermin and Hoyol, you do not hope for this Svara if. If guests would come, it would be considered like it was cooked for today. Everybody knows when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, we make an Erev Tavshilin, and we cook, we prepare ourselves on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Is the question for Rabbi Chizkiya, according to you, how are we allowed to bake and cook on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos? Omalei, so Rabbi Chizkiya answered back, Mishamaru v'tavshilin, what are you asking me? Because there's an Erev Tashilim. We make this Erev before Yom Tov. That gives us a heter to cook from Friday to Shabbos. For the Gemara, so Rabbi is back with Mishamarubi Tavshilin, Sharina Nisuru Diraisa. Like, what kind of teretz is that? This Indian, this mitzvah to do an Erev Tavshilin, that's not a Diraisa de Kalocha. That's Midirabbonim. The Rabbonim said, we'll soon explain why the Rabbonim made it. But I call upon a midiraisa, this can't help you. If midiraisa, according to Rav Chizkiya, it should be also midiraisa to bake from one day Yom Tov to the next day, so it should be nisa midiraisa, what's matter of to bake and cook on Friday for Shabbos? So Vishleim, according to Rabbi, everything is very good. Rabbi says that midiraisa is a svara from hoyel. Hoyel means that when you're baking now on Friday, even though your intentions are to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, but since if you would have a guest coming over on Friday afternoon, you could serve him this food, it's considered like the food was baked for Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter midiraisa. Now even though midirabbonin is still asur, so midirabbonin, because isurim, that's good why we have an Eruv Tashilun. We make an Eruv Tashilun to take away the isur of the rabbonin. An Eruv Tashilun, the pshat really is, like this is the food we started to cook from before Yom Tov. So when you continue cooking now on Friday for Shabbos, it's considered like this is just a continuation from the food that you cooked Erev Yom Tov. And Abad, on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov. That's a heck of a Rabbon that just looks like you're not cooking now today for Shabbos, but rather it's only a continuation of yesterday's of Erev Yom Tov's cooking. So that's a good, and the Rabbon, and that's a svar what the Rabbon will make. But the Kasha, Rab is asking Rav Chizkiya, but according to you, Rav Chizkiya, that you hold Midiraisa, it's also to bake or to cook from a Yom Tov to the next day or to Shabbos. So how is it mutter to cook and bake on Friday for a Shabbos if Friday is the Yom Tov? That's Rabbi's Kasha to Rav Chizkiya. So he answers back, Omalei, so Rav Chizkiya answered back, my svar is like this. Midiraisa, really midiraisa, the svar is Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. He holds that Shabbos, when Shabbos comes out after Yom Tov, it's different. There's no Issa midiraisa baking Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hey, Shabbos, whatever you need for Shabbos, you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hey, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake and cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow for Shabbos. That's not an Issa Diraisa. It's only Yossi Midiraisa to bake or to cook on Yom Tov for Chol. If the next day is a weekday, that's when Osir. But when Yom Tov comes out on Friday and the next day is Shabbos, you are allowed to cook Midiraisa. For Rabbonin, who the Gos Rubei. And so on the Rabbonin that made a Gzeira. Gzeira, they were afraid, Shema Yermu Oifim Yom Tov Aflechol. If people will get used to, just like this, bake and cook on Friday, Yom Tov, for Shabbos, they'll think on every Yom Tov you're allowed to bake and cook for one day for the next day, even though the next day is a weekday. So the Rabbonim were afraid not Stamazoy to cook from a Friday for a Shabbos. So therefore, what the Rabbonim do? Other the Chiva and the Atzrechu, Rabbonim, the Ruv Tavshilin, since the Rabbonim made a hecker to say, no, You can't stam bake from Friday, cook on Friday, Yom Tov for Shabbos. But first you have to make an Eruvei Tavshilin before Yom Tov. Therefore, Islei Hekera. Therefore, there's a Heker. There's something here people see that it's a different, and they'll know that really you're not allowed to cook from a Yom Tov for a Choyel for a weekday. Not only here, Tzorech Shabbos is different. So that's from Chizda's Svara. So I'll call upon him, it's a Machlokes Rabba, Rabbi Chizda, to be hold from this Svara of Hoyle or not. Which is really what the Gemara wants to say. This is the Machlokes Nal Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If you say this Svara of Hoyle, if something could happen, is it considered as if it happened or not? Let's see Rashi now. Rashi says, Lo Yaminim Hoyle. No. Hoyfe Miyamtim Lechil. After somebody finished eating and finished his suda, that if somebody baked after he finished his suda in the morning, so you know you're not going to use it today anymore. Like you finished eating already today. See, here we see clearly your intentions are of cooking for tomorrow. Before Rashi is bothered by, like, how can we give you malchus? We have to give you asro. We have to warn you. Now, usually when you see somebody baking in the morning, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, he's baking for Yom Tov. See, if Rashi is here, we're talking about after the person had a sudi, finishes meal ready for Yom Tov. And now the person goes down to bake and to cook. So any Adim that see him knows clearly the Khur is doing it for tomorrow. So they gave him asro. Is me so Rav Chizda says that Echlami gets Malkus, Mishum Leisasa Kom Locha. It's not Malocha here. And Rabba holds no. Rabba holds you do not get Malkus, Rashi says, because Hoyo vi Mikra Le Orchim, since you will have guests over, Shie Tzrichim Lepaz Zehayim, they'll need to eat this pras, this bread today, therefore it's Mutter. So now, Rabba asked the Kashtu of Chizda, Hei Choyfim Yom Tel Shabbos, Rashi, Ilav Yer Min Hoyle, Tafra Sfarav Hoyle, I Mikra Le Orchim Chaz Le Kula Yom Tov. Like Bishtamel and Rab, it's very good. There's a svara, if guests would come, you'd serve it to them today. So it's always consider whatever you baked on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. That's why Midiraitis Mutter. But according to Reb Chizda, it's Shver. So Reb Chizda answered back to Rashi, Midiraitis Tzorech Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. Because the Pasuk says, Ach Hashem Yochal Chol Nefesh, V'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Chodi Kedushi, D'Tavayu Shabbos Ikru. They're both called the Shabbos. And the Torah says, Acha sheyochal lechol nefesh, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov what you need for Yom Tov. And Shabbos is also called like a Yom Tov. Therefore, Rabbi Chizda says, Midirais, you are allowed to bake and cook from Friday Yom Tov till Shabbos. No, Rabbanim, who the gozer, ki lo yaisiv eruvei tavshilin, kadei shelo yomru oifen aflechol. That people should not think and come to learn out from here that you're always allowed to bake and cook from one Yom Tov to the next weekday. Therefore, with the heker of a Ruv Tashilin, it's good. Therefore, the wild is one din shlag up the other, but that's the machlekes rabbi and Rav Chizda. For the Gemara Isra, I have a kashi now. Behema musukenis, if you have a behema that's sick, that's a musukin, is about to die, is Allah called lo yishchet. You're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. In other words, with svari in the middle of the weekday, you see a behema that's about to die, so go ahead and shecht him fast before he dies himself. If he dies by himself, he'll be in the veil, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The Yetzer is going to shecht it. Now, Avad, we're talking about, it's not a treifa. It doesn't now seem on a treifa. The behemoth is still a kosher behemoth. Like, if you make a shechita, cut the simonim the right way, and you make your bedikas inside, you won't find any treifas. Just tell me, he has a sick, he has a heart condition. The behemoth has a heart condition, and he'll die in 3 minutes. If you shecht right now, the shechita is a kosher shechita. So that's usually what happens. If you see a behemoth has a sakon, it's going to die. Before he dies and comes in the veil, go ahead and shecht it first. Now, if this happens on Yom Tov, it depends. Just time to shecht now on Yom Tov to save yourself the money, it shouldn't become an avela, you have no heter. The Torah was only mat you to shecht if you want to eat it on Yom Tov. So the question is, do you want to eat this animal now on Yom Tov or not? So Lachri is like this, Eisvei. Behema Amasokenes, you have a behema that's very sick. Is lo yishchot, you're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov just for the sake of saving your money, so it shouldn't become an avela. Ela only kidei sheyochol echol himenu kezayit sli hevoy joim. Only if there's still enough time in the daytime that you could shecht it, and then take off the meat, and you have to make mulicha, you have to salt it, or if you want it sli, it's roasting, you don't have to salt it. Then you roast it, and you'll eat it, kezayis of it. That's good. So the diik is, yochol lechol, afagav delay boyle mechol. As long as there's enough time that you could do this, that you could roast it and eat it, then it's mutter. Mashmi, even though lemaisa, really, you're not eating it.
So Mar says Bishleim Ludi. So Rabbi says Bishleim. According to me, the Amri Hoyel. I always say this Svara Hoyel. If something would happen, it's considered like it happened already. Hoyel vi boy the meichel motzi ochel mishum ochel yishchet. Since there is enough time that if he would want to, if he'd be hungry, and if he would want to roast this meat right now, tita today, he could do it. We consider as if he's doing it for himself, and therefore the shrit was mutter on Yom Tov. Ella, but Rabbi asks Rav Chisda, Ella lidoch, but according to you, the armut that you say, lo yamrin and hoyol, we do not say this for of hoyol, ama yishchot. Why can you make a shrita? How are you allowed to make a shrita? Luchura, it's only mutter if mamish, you do eat from it today. But here it says mashma, as long as you could eat, even though you're not eating from it. So according to Rav Chisda, if you do not eat from it, there should be an yisrael raisa, there's no heter to make the shchita. Amalei, so Rav Chisda answered back, mishum hefsed memoina. Here we're afraid we don't want him to lose his money, like we said, if the behemoth dies, he'll become an avela. So therefore we'll matter him to go ahead and make a shchita now on Yom Tov. Frati Gemara, or mishum hefsed memoina, sharina nisura di raisa. Just time to save yourself money, are we matter to be over in avera? The halacha is, you're not allowed to do any averis, even though it means giving up all the money you have. There's the only shalach from pikuach nefesh. Although if the goyim want to take away your life, they say they kill you, or you're in a matzah that you're sakonas nefoshes, then you have heter to be over yisurim. Then you're allowed to do averis. Because the Torah would rather save your life than let you die. There's only three mitzvahs that you're not supposed to do the avera. Gil aroyish, richas domim, and avodah zarah. But all other mitzvahs, if it comes to a matzah that you may die, you're supposed to do the avera and live. Mashenki, and here is a question, just giving up your money, a hefsed mammon, you're not going to die, just the behemoth will die. Just that you'll lose your money, for that there's no heter at all to do any avera. Like it's brought down Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya. You'd have to give away all the money you own. Could they not to do an avera? So, b'zei here, mishum hefsed mammon, why are we matzah to be over Nisid Reiser? Have the Gemara omalei in. Yes, I'll give you teretz. Mishum hefsed mamayna, since here it's a svara, that the person will lose out his money if he doesn't sheft it right now. So Rav Chisda holds a svara, goma baliboy, the person for sure made up his mind 100%. Le'echol kezayis, titza kezayis, he made up his mind, he wants to eat from it now. Since he wants, he knows, he wants to sheft it now, and he knows the only way I'm allowed to sheft it now if I go and eat it. So 100% he made up his mind, he's going to eat from it right now. And v'yesh lekizay is bosab leshchita. And the only way I can eat from it is if I make a shchita. Therefore, we mat him to make the shchita, because we nema and we say he for sure is going to eat from it. So you don't have to come on to svara hoyul if he eats from it. If it means, even if he doesn't, but we consider as if it was done. No, Rav Chisda did not hope for that svara. Rav Chisda just says here is different. That since the person knows what's going on, and he knows if he doesn't sheft, it's going to die, and he knows he's not allowed to sheft unless he eats it, so for sure he's going to have in mind right now to go down and eat it. So therefore, there's no kasha on Rav Chisda. Let's see Rashi. Pehem mesukenis. V'roit to l'sheikh tib yomtiv. You want to sheft it right now on yomtiv. Shaloi tomus v'yavtidenu. It should not die, and you'll have a hefsit. Kizayis li zel kalve bishulim. That's the easiest way to get something done is by roasting gezayis of meat. Kadei shiyochel echel, shiyei shoyis b'yon, there should be enough time in the daytime, like it's not the mamash right before shkiyo. Kadei lahavshit, you have to skin it, or v'lachtech and cut off gezayis, let's slice and roast it. V'lechel, and then go ahead and eat it. V'yik shoyis ki hai, sure, isn't, if there's still enough time of yomtiv, then it's mutter to shecht it on yomtiv. V'yaf agav, d'loy ochemena, it's mashmi, even though you're not going to eat from it really. Just as long as you have this enough time, if you want, you could eat from it. That's enough. Is amai shochet holoy tzarach lemeichel shekvar ochel. That's the cut. This is Rabbi's kasha and Rav Chisda. Poshet mashmir. Even though the person already had a suda, he already ate meat today, so really doesn't have in mind to eat any more meat. And still, we see here we are mad to him to go ahead and make a shchita. So the question is why? Amai yishchet Rashi holoy tzarach lemeichel shekvar ochel. He already ate his suda ready on Yom Tov. Talking about the afternoon right now. So according to Chizdei, it's a kasha, how are you allowed a shecht right now? So first they want the answer, Mishum Hefsim Amayna. V'yodeyahu sheina mutab loyachila. That is the teretz. Rav Chizdei holds, yes. Here, since the person is going to lose out his money, and the person for sure knows the halacha, that you only allowed a shecht it if you want to eat it. So therefore, goma beliba, he makes up his mind, l'anas asatma, to force himself. V'la'avar al dayetim, to go over his mind, v'lecho kezayis. Even though really he's satisfied already, like this, he will not sit down to eat any more meat. But he knows the only way he's allowed to make the shechita now on Yom Tov is if he really actually goes and eats, therefore he makes up his mind that he's going to eat. For Hevele Kitzorach Lekazayas Biyomtif, it's as if he wants a Kazayas of meat on Yomtif, and the only way he could eat the Kazayas meat on Yomtif is by shechting the animal. Umishimhu Zayas Boiler Mishkate, you have to shecht for this Kazayas, Lukula, to shecht the animal. The Yeshta Kazayas Bosa Bleshkita, you can't even take off one Kazayas, one olive size of meat, unless you shecht the animal first. Can't just take off a piece of meat, that's even Menachai. We're a person in Yom Tov afternoon after he finished his meal. He went down now to cook up a new meal or to bake a cake, and right now he has no intentions of eating it, because he finished already today. He's going to bake in this clearly now to eat it tomorrow. And there's nothing forcing him, tell him to do it today. So therefore, Rav Chisda there, it's also.
Yeah. So this is still, a machlokes Rabbe and Rav Chisda. So the Mora Isve, have a kasha now. Lechem haponim. Strashi called Shabbos for Shabbos. It's every Shabbos used to bake, put on the shulchan. Lechem haponim. There used to be 12 breads, 6 on one side, 6 on the other side, on top of the shulchan. From Shabbos to Shabbos. Is the halacha nechal? When will the kohanim allowed to eat this? How many days after it was baked do the kohanim eat the lechem aponim? Is nechal letisha? Sometimes it's 9 days later. That's usually. So the Rashi letisha means l'yom chi liafiyosim. The 9th day from the time it was baked, that's when the kohanim eat it. We'll soon explain why. Sometimes you have 10 days later the Kohen can first eat it. Or liyechad osar, sometimes 11 days later the Kohen can first eat it. Loipokas v'loyoyse, not less and not more. Ketzad, what's the halacha? Kedarka letisha. A regular Shabbos, week one Shabbos, another Shabbos is 9 days later. Why? Nefer bera Shabbos. Usually the Kohanim used to bake the lechem upon him on Friday era Shabbos. And when did they eat it? Nechal b'Shabbos l'tshi, they used to eat it the next Shabbos, which was 9 days later. So Rashi, Nefa b'era Shabbos, zu misadrin oisoi l'mochor, or l'Shabbos sabo misalkin oisoi, hareyo nechal l'Shabbos sabo l'yom chi l'afiyosoi. The 9th day, they baked it on Friday. Then tomorrow on Shabbos, they put it onto the shulchan. And it stayed until the next Shabbos. They took it off the next Shabbos, and the Kohanim made it the next Shabbos. That's 9 days later from the original baking. That's a regular Shabbos. Chal Yom Tov Lias Vera Shabbos. Let's say Friday is a Yom Tov. And then they can't bake it on Friday. So Nechal is Shabbos Liasara. Then they first have to bake it Thursday. And they first eat it the next Shabbos, which is 10 days later. So Drashi Chal Yom Tov Vera Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov, like now Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. Therefore, when did they bake the lechem upon him this Friday, for this Shabbos? They baked it on Thursday. Shuchanishi b'Shabbos is nechol l'Shabbos shniyah dainu b'asara. They ate it next Shabbos, which is 10 days later. What about shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah? Hey, so Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash here. Eretz Yisrael. So that's Yisrael, the only Yom Tov you have 2 days is only Rosh Hashanah. So what about if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday? So Thursday and Friday now, they do not bake the Lechem Aponim for this coming Shabbos. So when do they bake the Lechem Aponim? On Wednesday. Is Melo Nechol is Shabbos Liachar Oser. That's when you have 11 days. The Fishein Adoichol Loyes or Shabbos Loyes a Yom Tov. That's the klal. When the Kohanim had to bake the Lechem Aponim, they're not allowed to bake it on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. You have to bake it the weekday right before the Shabbos. That's the halacha. Rashi says, Shnei Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah, Cholu B'chamishi B'shishi. The 5th and 6th day is Rosh Hashanah. We're going Shabbo Edim and Amincha L'mala. Like we had the Gemara before, the Gemara in Beitza says, when Edim come after Mincha, Ditna Noigim Oisayim, Kodesh L'mocha Kodesh. Therefore, in such a case, they had to bake the lechem upon him on Wednesday, b'Shabbos. V'nechol b'Shabbos shni, and they ate it first the next Shabbos. L'yechad also, that's the 11 days later. For who Shabbos lav yom tzayim hu? I l'chur, that's Rashi's b'vorning, l'chur, that's Yom Kippur then. If you have Rosh Hashanah on Thursday and Friday, so the next Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So Rashi, the kishor, you boy you made them l'yachar mincha, because when Edom came after mincha, in that case, they made really the real day Rosh Hashanah was first Friday. So therefore, it comes out that Yom Kippur is not on next Shabbos, but it's on next Sunday. Therefore, they're allowed to eat the lechem aponim on next Shabbos. Since it's the case, we'll have 11 days from the baking when you can first eat the lechem aponim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll soon see what the kasher is. Mishnah will continue next tape to see what the kasher is. We'll stop here. Yeah. We're holding Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Yeah, just last shaila again. We're in the middle of the shaila. The machlokes is between Rambam and Reb Chisdom. Do you say it's far from Hoyel? Hoyel means since it's possible that what you're cooking now on Yom Tov will be used on Yom Tov, it's mutter midiraisa. Rosh Chizda says no, we don't say Hoyel. Therefore, if you bake now for Yom Tov, or if you bake on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov, it's also midiraisa. That was Reb Chizda's svara. So then the question was, how do you have a hetav on Eruvit Tavshilim? How could we cook on a Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos? So Reb Chizda had to come on to a new svar to say, Tzorchei Shabbos is not going to be Yom Tov. That midiraisa on Yom Tov, you are allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov. That was Reb Chizda's yisoid. Now in the middle of Esma Kasha on Reb Chizda's yisoid. Again, the last Gemara was, the Zalocha of the Lechem Aponim,